the New Testament reading out of John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. New Living Translation says this, starting at verse 25. When they arrived and found him, they asked, "Teacher, how did you get here?" Jesus replied, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you, for God the Father has sent me for that very purpose." They replied, "What does God want us to do?" And Jesus told them, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." They replied, "You must show us miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What will you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness, as the scriptures say. Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus said, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them the bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Verse 34. "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day of our lives." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of that message in John chapter 6. Now, I think the most important teaching of this passage occurs in the follow-up session that Jesus had with his disciples. He said that although bread is necessary for physical life, the greater need is for spiritual bread that satisfies the soul for all eternity. Jesus is the bread of life, and accepting this provision through faith is the only way to satisfy our spiritual hunger. The question for all of us is, have you tasted the bread that only Jesus can provide? May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.